Well, in Sydney, 8 is the number of the day. It's a number deemed low enough to allow Christmas to go ahead across the city under slightly eased restrictions. The residents of Sydney's northern beaches have again been congratulated by health authorities for their resolute and unified response towards the COVID outbreak in their region. Even though they're unified, today they've been divided. The Northern Beaches Peninsula has been split across the middle, with two different lockdown zones created for Christmas. The divide leaves many families in the region unable to be together at Christmas, as Nick Grimm reports.
Sydney's Christmas restrictions mean Manly Vale resident Nicole Holmes can't visit her family outside the Northern Beaches region on Christmas Day. But under the new rules, they can visit her. So she's found herself suddenly hosting the celebration.
Well, I'm actually literally at the mall right now. That's why it might sound a bit muffled. I'm wearing a mask. But yeah, I was just debating what we would do if we do have to host a Christmas.
So for a lot of people, it's sort of turned Christmas upside down. Everybody's going to have to reassess where they're hosting Christmas gatherings, if they're having them at all.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And like who's allowed to come and, you know, which locations we can have it in. Yeah, madly trying to work out what we're doing for all of our meals and stuff.
It's just a funny decision. And I don't think it's really clear in the southern part of the Northern Beaches exactly how many people we can have. Are we now included in part of the greater Sydney, or are we still a Northern Beaches bubble but a southern part of a Northern Beaches bubble?
Marianne Curran is another Northern Beaches resident still trying to get her head around the new arrangements.
We're still isolated. We're not allowed to leave our homes, yet people are allowed to come in from outside the Northern Beaches.
Yes, people can come to you, but you can't necessarily go to them.
Yeah. So it's just all a little bit confusing.
Does it make any sense to you?
No, not at all.
These restrictions for the next 3 days will see Sydney households limited to just 10 visitors, plus any primary school-aged children and younger, in addition to that head count. For the Northern Beaches' worst-affected suburbs to the north, there will be a limit of 5 visitors, but only if they're already inside that zone. In the southern half of the peninsula, 10 visitors are allowed, and they can come from other parts of the city, though residents there are still ordered not to travel outside their zone. Premier Gladys Berejiklian.
So in some ways, some of the measures are actually stricter than what we have today, but what we've done is make sure that we're assessing the risk. So the risk to Greater Sydney is different to the risk in the northern part of the Northern Beaches, and also the risk in the southern part of the Northern Beaches is different as well. So please note that what we're putting forward is very modest. And it's based, and this risk is assessed against what the best data is telling us, what the best advice is telling us, and where we think things are at.
The changes to restrictions comes after a second day of just 8 new cases in New South Wales, all linked to the Avalon outbreak. One of those cases is a close contact of a health worker included among yesterday's numbers, who had been suspected of contracting the virus after helping transport COVID-positive travellers who had returned from overseas. But extraordinarily enough, genomic testing has revealed that wasn't the cause, because the nurse has somehow been infected by the Avalon strain of the disease. The state's chief health officer, Kerry Chant, says the exact method of transmission is still something of a mystery.
There is a missing link, and that missing link causes us concern when we don't know how that acquisition occurred.
The effort to trace the spread of the disease has been helped by a further 42,000 people who came forward for testing in the past day. But authorities have lost their patience, with businesses taking a half-hearted approach to gathering QR code data on their visitors, announcing that the state government's own Service New South Wales app will be made mandatory over the coming weeks. Health Minister Brad Hazzard.
There's a certain flippancy in the way some businesses deal with this. Putting a sticker on the table and expecting people to remember that is just not on in the middle of a pandemic.
Please think about if you are out and about attending a venue, please make sure if a venue you're attending doesn't have good systems in place, there isn't hand sanitizer, the QR code system isn't up to scratch, please go back home. We don't want anybody risking the spread of the disease and then us not even being able to contact people at a venue.
Good advice for those still able to get out and about. But for those planning on staying at home this Christmas, Today's easing of restrictions by the Premier isn't being universally welcomed by Northern Beaches residents like Marianne Curran.
I think she would have been better just leaving the Northern Beaches in its own bubble. And then we could still travel within the Northern Beaches. Allow us to have the 10 people. Because I think the Northern Beaches has been fantastic with the way they've tested, the people that have been going to the testing stations. I think she's just made it a little bit more difficult. That's just personally. Don't know.
That's Northern Beaches resident Marianne Curran. Nick Grimm was our reporter.